很高兴我们在主日在主的殿中来相聚。
Very happy that we can get together on this the God's days.
可能你说上个星期我们不是欢送过陈牧师了吗？好像陈牧师送不走了哈。
So it's the last Sunday night we already had a special party for Pastor Chen. How come he showed up again?
这个主日是我作为中岸教会牧师的最后一个主日。
But today is my very last Sunday at the Central Coast Chinese Christian Church.
所以我很感谢神过去几年对神的对这个教会所带来的祝福。
I very give a special thanks to God that has bring special blessing to our church.
我也相信神会继续看顾保守我们的教会。
I believe that God will continue to take care of our church.
所以今天是父亲节，我特别祝我们当中所有的父亲父亲节快乐。
Today is Father's Day, so I want to give this a special occasion that to Happy Father's Day.
那么我们特别选的这个题目呢，却是这一个针对老年人来说的啊。
And so I pick this special topic. It has to do with older, maybe elderly people.
因为我们当中也有很多年长的父亲。
So we do have a lot of elderly people in our church.
可能有人说我大概还比较年轻，陈牧师的信息不一定对我有用哈。
And you say, well, I'm young, probably does not apply to me.
但是你要知道，你的父母可能已经到了这个年纪了。
And but your parents might be at this age already.
或者你的祖父母已经是在这个年纪了。
And maybe your grandparents are in this elderly range.
真的是多了解老年人的生活，也帮助我们跟长辈来进一步的沟通。
Understand their life will help us to communicate with them better.
好，在开始之前，我们做一个简短的祷告。
And let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是赐福的神。
You are the God who gives the blessing.
特别是在这个父亲节的主日。
And especially on this Father's Day Sunday.
我们为我们当中所有的父亲、祖父母，我们都献上感恩。
We want to give a special thanks to our grandparents and fathers.
我们走过的脚步都是你的带领。
All the steps we have gone through, that you have been guiding us.
我们所做力所经历的福气啊，都是你的恩典。
So you have blessed us so much in our experiences.
愿主你特别祝福我们当中的父亲。
And continue to bless all the fathers here.
你让我们今天所传讲的信息可以更加合乎你的心意。
Whatever we share today will please into your heart.
能激励我们过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
And will inspire us to give a more godly life.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
美国的 NIH 的一个研究报告啊，就是关于在美国老年人的情况。
And there's a NIH's report talk about elderly life in the United States.
那么在2015年呢，美国只有 8.5%这个 8.5% 的人是在65岁以上。
So only 8.5% in 2015 were elderly.
那么这个数字呢，到了这个是全世界的数字哈。这个到2050年的话，这个全世界的这个老年人人口就是65岁以上哈。
And so this is a world study that in what year? 2050 will be
那就大概有17%。
70% will be people over 65 years old.
是约合有16亿的人口。
1.6 billion people.
那这个就是比中国的人口还要多。
So that will be more than population in China.
所以人口老化是世界将来几十年要面临的一个非常严重的问题。
So population aging is a serious problem for the future.
那么这个在美国的情况其实也是蛮严重的。
And this is pretty serious in the United States as well.
那么今年目前来说，美国的老年人的人口就是65岁以上呢，大概估计有6200万。
And there are 62 million people that the age over 65 in the United States.
占人口的18%。
And accounting for 18% of the population.
所以美国现在的人口还算是比较年轻，对不对
？And so relatively, our population is still fairly young.
但是估计的话，到2054年的话，这个老年人口大概将达到8400万。
So by 2050, it will be about reaching 84 million.
那大概占人口的23%。
There will be account for 23% of population.
所以由此可见，在美国接下来几十年，那么人口老化会是一个非常严重的问题。
So it will become serious issue in the future.
但是因为美国是个移民的国家嘛。
But this country is an immigrant country.
那么相对来说，它好像还没有这么大的压力。
As relatively, that we do not have that much pressure.
所以无论从政府还是民间，好像似乎对这个问题的。还不够重视。
And so, whether in government or the private sector, we really not focus on this issue.
但是在亚洲各国，这个问题已经非常严重。
But in the Asian country, this problem is already very serious.
我们知道，在日本呢，老年人的人口大概占30%。
And so, in Japan, about 30% are elderly people.
所以，这日本已经完全感受到这个压力了。
And that country really feels the severe impact.
那么它国家的竞争力啊，各个方面都受到冲击啊。
So the competition in all different aspects, they really feel it.
那么华人呢，就具有这个养老、敬老的这个传统。
And in Chinese people know they have a respecting the elders.
但是随着社会老龄化越来越严重哈。
But then during the this aging and it's getting more serious.
我想老人的问题会成为社会的一个隐忧。
And so the elderly issue will become an issue in the society.
所以今天我们首先来看这个老龄化给这个社会所带来的挑战。
So we will look at the challenge that aging people bring to the society.
然后我们来看一下圣经里面给我们什么样的启示。
And then we'll look at what the Bible revealed to us.
那么老年人生活面对的出路在哪里？
And what elderly, what kind of...Life they facing.
所以我们选的经文在路加福音的第二章。
And so we're choosing the Gospel Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章25-38节。
Verse 25-38.
路加福音第二章25节-38节。
Chapter 2, 25-38.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor Chen, we read in Chinese or we read in English.
路加福音第二章25节，在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西缅，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him.
他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死之前必看见主所立的基督。
It being revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he will not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah.
他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正运借耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。
And so moved by his spirit, he went into the temple courts when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required.
西面就用手接过他来。称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
And Simeon took him in his arm and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace.
因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
就是你在万民面前所预备的，
Which you have prepared in the sight of all nations.
是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
A light for revelation to the Gentile and the glory of your people Israel.
孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇。
The child's father and mother marvel at what was said about him.
西缅给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
And Simeon blessed him and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and the sword will pierce your own soul too.
又有女先知名叫亚拿，是亚瑟支派法内利的女儿，年纪已经老迈，从做童女出嫁的时候同丈夫住了7年就寡居了。
There was also a prophet Anna, the daughter of Peniel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage.
现在已经84岁，并不离开圣殿， 禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
And the, they was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying.
正当那时，她进来感谢称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶稣耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
Coming up to him at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
所以这里路加所记载是在耶稣出生之后。
And this was recorded after Jesus' birth.
那么按照犹太人的规矩呢，父母要到圣殿去为他献祭。
According to Jewish custom, that the, they need to take the child to the temple to make an offer.
在那里他遇到了两位老人。
So they encountered two elderly people.
一位就是西缅，是男性。
And one is a male, Simeon.
那另一位呢，叫亚拿，是女性。
And the other one was a female, her name was Anna.
他们年纪都很大。
And they were elderly people.
那么没有告诉我们西缅有多大的年纪。
And we didn't know how old was Simeon.
但是我们知道亚拿是84岁。
But Anna was 84 years old.
在那个时代84岁、啊、是非常难得的，因为那个时候大概平常人活个四五十岁已经很不错了。
So that's very unusual. People can live almost 84 years old. Average probably only live to 40 to 50.
所以我们今天透过这位两个老人的生活，我们来思想老年人的生活的挑战在哪里。
So let's reflect together in the life of those two elderly people in the Bible.
首先我们来看老年人遇到哪些挑战。
And let's look at what kind of challenge do they face.
首先老年人容易衍生悲观的情绪。
And first of all, they usually are very pessimistic.
因为他们的生活习惯要改变。
Because they have to change their habit.
人们都很误解说以后这个退休，陈牧师退休的生活一定是很幸福快乐。
And a lot of people think the pastor retirement life is going to be all happy.
那么二三十岁的人呢，常常就羡慕人家会退休哈。
And people in their 20s and 30s really envy people into retirement life.
你恨不得自己马上就退休哈。
You wish you will be retired soon.
但是真正到退休的年纪的人，你就知道，退休实际上是一种失落。
And so when people are really into retire, actually it's a sense of loss.
所以呢，很多人老年人需要调整自己才能够适应一个退休的生活。
And so the elderly really need to adjust than to really cope their retirement life.
最大的问题就是寂寞。
The biggest issue is loneliness.
退休以后很多人呢都是难以适应这种新的一个生活。
And a lot of people have difficult adjust a new life.
同时你退休以后不是觉得你的生活压力其实一点也没有减少哈。
And as a matter of fact, your pressure did not diminish.
有的人呢，在经济上还要补贴儿女哈。
And some people still financially support their children.
有的呢，人甚至要在生活上还要照顾，这些都是成年的儿女哈。
And so sometimes they even need to take care of their adult children.
中国呢，有一个很这个华人有很传统的观念叫养儿防老哈。
In Chinese, have this tradition concept of talk about raising children to provide for old age.
那这个年代的话。你大概要再想一想这个概念了。
You really need to rethink about this concept.
是不太现实的事情。
It's not really practical.
那么其次呢，就是人生价值的问题。
So next one is a really issue of life's value.
因为这个人没有事业，这个对男性尤其重要，事业突然间失去了。
And so it's very important for people have, especially male, to have a career. All of a sudden, you retire.
而且老年人这个社交的圈子就不断的在减小。
And their social circle continue to become smaller.
特别是你要在中国，你要是做官的哈。
And especially people in the have a special official jobs.
那么你做官的时候就非常的这个风光，对不对
？And so a lot of people really they live around you.
一旦你退下来，你就是个糟老头子，没有人把你当回事。
Once you retire, you are just a old elderly, ugly elderly.
所以呢，人伴随着衰老，就常常这个。要不断地调整自己的生活。
And when you're getting older, you constantly to readjust your life.
所以有些老年人呢，就花时间去照顾孙辈哈。
And so some elderly decided to take care of their grandchildren.
那么享受天伦之乐。
And just really enjoy family life.
那么有些呢，则是选择继续工作。
And some actually choose to work.
继续生活上不再需要，他也希望说。有一个工作 可以打发时间。
Even though financially they don't need it, but they want to continue to work to spend the time.
那么跟儿女关系好的，逢年过节还可以聚一下。
And if they have a good relationship with the children, then once in a while they will still get together.
那么跟儿女关系不好的呢，大概那个就是连这个样的机会都没有。
And if they don't have a good relationship with their children, that they might not even get together.
所以有一个老人，他就是自己很孤独的话，他每天的事情数天上的飞机哈。
And there's one very lonely elderly that he because he's so lonely, he counts airplane every single day.
因为他家住的离机场比较近，每天看有多少飞机飞过。
He lives very close to the airport, and then he can see how many airplane pass by.
所以人在年老的时候就开始品尝失丧的这个滋味。
So in old age, one began to experience of loss.
首先是健康。
The first is the loss of health.
其实失丧都是人生的不幸。
And so the loss is always an unfortunate part of life.
但是对于老人家来说，这是家常便饭。
But for the elderly, it seems a common occurrence.
不但身体的各项功能在不断的减弱。
And so our body function weaken.
记忆力也在衰退。
And the memory decline.
那么甚至呢，到最后，如果生活都不能自理的话，就非常悲惨。
And so it became very sad. They cannot even no longer take care of themselves.
我配上一个老姐妹，她就跟我讲，她说我就不能生，我如果到老了不能生活自理，我要看人家的脸色，多难过。
And so one elderly lady that she said, if I cannot take care of myself, I would depend on other people and look their face. That's really hard.
如果这样的话，我说你为什么不祷告呢？你就求神不要你。变成那个样子好了。
And so I advise, why don't you pray that you will not fall into that condition?
我想这是对老人家的挑战哈。
And this is definitely a challenge for elderly.
这就是为什么在老人家这个群体里面得忧郁症的比例相当的高。
So that is why there is a very high percentage of elderly people have a depression.
因为没有办法疏解这些心中所带来的这种压力。
And they cannot relieve all those pressures surrounded by.
那么其次就是失去亲人跟朋友。
And the next one is losing their family and friends.
这个几乎是不可避免的。
And that's unavoidable.
老人家遇到自己的亲人跟朋友离世是最难过的。
And it's the saddest part is losing their loved one and their friends.
但是最难对付的还是说你自己相濡以沫的老伴几十年的去世。
And the most hardest loss is when they lose their spouse.
那么对于八九十岁的人来说，有些儿女会离你前去，这个也不是什么罕见的事情。
And so when people are in their 80s and 90s, sometimes they even is not uncommon that they lose their own children.
所以这样的话，老年人要这么大的适应跟调整，面临这么多的挑战，确实是不容易的了。
So it is very It is a huge challenge to facing those issues.
那我以前在中国，他们有我有个邻居哈。
And I used to have a neighbor in China.
那他们家有三个小孩。
They have three children.
那个三个小孩呢，他的老大是个儿子哈。
And the eldest one is a son.
那么后来因为上山下乡的话，到农村去哈。
And went to 农村是
把他难倒了。那么到了农村呢，他就是因为啊，在那个地方不知怎么样，突然间他失足落在井水里给淹死了。
So he was drowned in the 井是
well
drowned in the well。
这个你知道，十八岁的年纪。
And he was only 18 years old。
所以而且是长子，他的母亲。就非常的喜欢他，也非常依赖他的。
And he was the older son that his mother really rely on him.
那个时候我还很小，但我可以看见的母亲呢，一夜白发啊。
And so I was so young, but I saw the mother, her hair turn gray in overnight.
结果没有几年，他的小女儿跟我差不多年纪的哈。
And her youngest daughter was similar to my age.
那么结婚了，她有了一个小女儿，都蛮好的一个家庭。
And so she got married and had a daughter of her own.
但有一天，她就检查出来，她女儿得的是鼻咽癌。
And so her daughter had a cancer of her nose and throat.
这个非常难治愈的一种癌症。
It was very difficult to cure.
结果大概后来也就去世了。
And her daughter passed away.
只有二十几岁。
Only in her 20s.
所以三个孩子只剩下一个。
So three children only have one left.
所以人生的到老年遇到这样的事情，真的真的是很难能够跨过去的。
It's very difficult to cope when you are losing your loved ones.
我们今天来看圣经里讲的这位老人，这两位老人。
And today let's look those two elderly in the Bible.
那么路加记载说，在25节说，西缅是既公义又敬虔。
And we talk about Simeon in Luke, talk about he was righteous and devout.
他是个有盼望的人。
He has a hope.
所以呢，他跟神祈求说，在我死之前，我要见到救赎主。
And he prayed that he can see the Messiah before his passing.
神应允了他的祷告。
And God answered his prayer.
他确实见到了婴儿的耶稣哈。
And he did see the baby Jesus.
我们特别注意怎么样描写西缅，有三个短语哈。
And so how the Bible describes Simeon in three short sentences.
那么在第25节讲到圣灵的同在。
And in verse 25 talk about presence of Holy Spirit.
27节就讲到圣灵的启示。
And 27 talk about revelation of Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵的感动。
And talk about moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到像西缅这样的人呢，他是一个有盼望的人。
And the people, person like Simeon has hope.
他是一个被圣灵充满的人。
And filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以这样的人生命就充满了活力。
And his life was full of vitality.
所以老年人的生活，你首先是要有盼望的。
And so for elderly that you have to have a hope.
我们再来看亚拿。
And let's look at Anna.
亚拿是以色列当中的一个懦弱女子。
Anna was a very weak woman of Israel.
她很年轻就守寡。
And he became a widow at a young age.
也没有儿女。
Did not have any children.
老年没有依靠。
And has no support in her old age.
在那个古代呀，那个寡妇的生活是非常悲惨的。
In that time, the life of a widow was very difficult.
但我们看到亚拿活到84岁，依然是一个乐观向上的人。
But she lived until she's 84. She was a very optimistic, positive person.
我们看到38节讲到亚拿是怎么样的感恩哈。
And in Luke chapter 2:38 talk about how she's a very thankful person.
因为她见到了盼望已久的这个救赎主。
Because she saw the long awaited Savior.
但是虽然她见到只是婴儿耶稣哈。
Even though Jesus was just a baby.
但是因为她生命中的那个活泼的盼望哈。
And but that in her life she has such an optimistic outlook on life.
所以他把耶稣的事讲给所有他见到的人。
So she shared baby Jesus and with everyone.
所以由此可见，老年人应该放下历史的包袱。
And so that elderly really need to let go of a burden of our past.
那不让过去成为我们今天的重担。
Do not let the past become a heavy load in our life today.
你知道人老了常常想过去的事，对不对
？And so when you're getting older, you always think about the past.
他。不再想将来的事哈。
And we don't think about the future.
这时候真的需要我们把包袱放下，可以欢喜快乐哈。
And so we really need to let go of this burden of the past.
那么欢喜快乐呢，在这个平安顺利的时候比较容易。
And when you try to be happy, feel peaceful, is easy when everything goes smooth.
但是遇到困难的时候，就不太容易欢喜了。
And it's very difficult to be joyful and happy when you're facing a lot of challenges.
那么在遇到疾病、难处、失丧的时候，怎么样才可以欢喜快乐
？And how can we be still joyful when we're facing a lot of loss?
那就是盼望。
And that is a hope.
盼望就是超越眼前的暂时的东西。
And hope is surpassing what we're facing now.
我们看到将来的希望。
And we see the hope in the future.
人如果失去了盼望哈，
if a person loses the hope,
就像那盐失了味道一样，
it's just like a salt loses the flavor,
那生活就没有意义。
The life loses meaning.
对于老年人来讲，没有经历过人生辛酸的实在是少数。
And it's very rare to have not experienced hardship in life.
关键在于怎么样面对这样的事情。
And the keyQuestion is how we facing such thing.
那么这里感恩的态度就非常的重要。
So the thankful attitude is crucial.
老年人的悲哀就是在于常常面对过去。
The sadness of the elderly over and lying and constantly looking back.
那个抓住那些伤心的事情不松手。
And holding on those of sorrowful events.
这样就不能够轻易的释怀。
And so you will be able to let go easily.
但一个有盼望的老人家，他看到未来。
And an elderly person, that when they have a hope, they see the future.
所以他才会欢欢喜喜的。
And they can be truly joyful.
所以对于老人家来讲，持守永恒的盼望格外的重要。
So it is very important that you need to hold on to the eternal hope.
因为这是我们信仰的力量所在。
And this is the strength of our faith.
所以基督徒我们现在比西缅跟亚拿都更有福气。
We are more blessed than Simeon and Anna.
因为他们只是看到婴儿的耶稣。
They only see the baby Jesus.
我们现在看到是耶稣基督的救恩已经完全的实现了。
But we are already fortunate that already witnessed our personal salvation.
所以如果说二十几岁的人他前途无量的话。
And we talk about the people in the 20 have an unlimited potential.
老年人我们拿什么比？
And so how do we talk about elderly?
我们比的就是我们有活泼的盼望。
And we say we have a lively hope.
如果我耳朵开始不好了哈。
And if my ears can't hear very well.
我就也感谢神。
I thank God.
我听不见那些闲言碎语了哈。
And spare us from gossip.
所以如果我眼睛不好了，我也可以感谢神。
But my vision is poor, I can thank God as well.
因为将来神交给我一个怎么样永远不坏的眼睛。
And so I will have a perfect vision in the future.
所以我们没有办法改变环境。
Even though we cannot change our circumstances.
但是我们可以决定我们对环境所发生的事情采取什么样的态度。
But we can choose our attitude.
所以我觉得给大家六个字哈，就是来面对这样的挑战。
I give you six words to facing those challenges.
第一个是乐观。
And optimistic.
第二个是活跃。
Active.
第三个是敬虔。
Devout.
以前有一个基督徒，他退休了之后，他也是觉得好像没有什么事情可以做。
And there is one elderly, who retired. He feel that he didn't have anything else to do.
但是他是个基督徒。
He was a Christian.
那么他其实非常想来服侍神。
He really want to serve the Lord.
所以呢，他就跑到了这个德国去哈，做传福音的工作。
So he went to Germany to start doing the mission work.
因为德国那个时候突然间有很多的中国留学生去。
So at the time there was a lot of Chinese students from China.
他就在德国传福音，居然开办了一间教会哈。
And so he started sharing the gospel and then actually started a church.
所以当把你的老年的生活变得有意义的时候，你的生活就完全不一样。
And so even the elderly life will really be meaningful, so that will really give you the hope.
所以坚持有一个活跃的社交生活对这个身心的健康很重要。
It's very good, we're healthy for maintaining a very active social life.
我们看亚拿的侍奉哈，在他这个84岁的时候，他还在圣殿里面非常的活跃。
And Anna's service, even though she was 84 years old, she's still full of vitality.
西缅老迈了，依然是一个敬虔的人啊。
And Simeon was old, but he was a devout Christian.
那么正是因为他们的活跃与敬虔，使他在有生之年见到了救主。
And because they are so active and godly, so they were able to see Jesus.
其实老年人有很多值得骄傲的事情。
And there's a lot of things that we should be proud and to give thanks.
本身长寿就是一种感恩的资本。
And longevity is something to be thankful.
因为你再想想啊，这世界上很多的人都活不到你这个年纪的。
And there are so many people cannot live your age.
那么活到这个年纪就是感恩。
And so if we can live that age, need to be thankful.
而且你老了的话，你受人尊重嘛。
And so when you're older, that you demand respect.
特别是我们华人比较尊重老人家的。
Especially among Chinese, we really respect the elderly.
如果你是个二三十岁的小伙子，跑来跑去的，没人大概注意你。
And so if you're 20, 30, probably no one pays attention.
但是就是因为现在有一头白发，别人看见你都恭恭敬敬的来问候你。
So when they see the elderly with gray hair, they're very, really respectful.
那么对于基督徒来讲，我们越是临近见主的日子，越是怎么样？欢喜。
And so when we even get closer to see God, we should be more joyful.
那么我们第二个方面就是要享受我们敬虔生活的果实。
And so we really need to really enjoy the fruits of a devout life.
我们这里特别看到亚拿在祷告上是奉神。
And we see Anna serve God through prayers.
那么她年纪大了又是寡妇，她其他的事情做不了。
And he was a widow and she was a frail. She couldn't do anything else.
那么他就在祷告的事情上专心地服侍神。
She focused on the prayer to serve the Lord.
所以呢，这个是我们可以学习跟效法的。
This is something we can learn and to do the same thing.
你知道我们教会很多的祷告事项哈。
And in our church, there are many prayer items.
我们在祷告身上都经历过神很多的回应我们的祷告。
And we have experienced so many times that God answered our prayers.
就因为我们教会有很多的姐妹、弟兄姐妹都乐意在祷告上服侍神。
And because we have a lot of brothers and sisters willing to spend time in prayers.
周师母已经九十多岁了，她不能来到教会了。
And Mrs. Chow has been in her 90s. She cannot come to church anymore.
但周师母为教会祷告。
And but she prayed for our church so much.
为牧师祷告。
And pray for the pastor.
那么西西利亚因为家庭的原因也不能来到教会的。
Cecilia, because of special family circumstance, cannot come to church either.
但是我知道她有为教会的事情祷告。
But she always pray for our church.
说弟兄姐妹，寻求这个可以服侍神的地方。
And seek the opportunity you can serve the Lord.
这些都是神的祝福啊。
And those are all the blessing from God.
所以年纪长一些的话。也有一些特别的优势。
And so even the elderly is older, but then they have some advantages.
所以不必回避这个。
And do not try to avoid it.
我以前在南加州那个教会，我刚去的时候，他们有很多老人家的。
And so when the Southern the church I used to go to, there's a lot of elderly.
那么我当时去了，我就说，这个老年人，他们说，哦，陈牧师，我们不讲老年人，好。
And we don't call them elderly.
哦，那你说什么？他说我们叫年长的。
We call them seniors.
哦 ，OK， 年长的。
Seniors.、
嗯、但是其实真的没有必要回避这些东西哈。
But we really do not need to avoid.
就是承认我们是带了这个人生的不同的一个季节。
And so we are in a different season.
嗯，因为真的是老年人有许多年轻人无法比拟的优势。
And so elderly have some advantage that many young people cannot match.
Yeah, 俗话说姜是老的辣，醋是老的酸。
Some say old ginger is spicier, aged vinegar is more sour.
老人家阅历丰富嘛。
And elderly people have rich in experience.
那个叫老马识途。
And so an old horse know the way.
人老心不老，那叫老当益壮。
And young in heart and get stronger with old age.
那么人老志气高。
And maintain a high ambitions.
那叫老骥伏枥，志在千里。
It's like an old steed in the stable, still aspiring to gallop 1,000 miles.
你看我们胡弟兄 Raymond 今年已经70多岁了。
And look at our brother Raymond Hu, that he is in his 70s.
还在天天玩高科技来服侍教会。
Continue to play with the technology to serve the church.
所以那叫老将出马，一个顶俩。
And so it's like an old general goes into battle. He's worth two young soldiers.
所以人到了老的时候呢，少了少年时的狂傲哈。
And so when people reach the old age, but they actually lose the arrogance of the youth.
那属灵的生命也更加的成熟。
But their spiritual life become more mature.
我们在圣经里看到有一个人叫雅各的。
And so for example, Jacob's in the Bible.
啊，他在年轻的时候啊，这个人很能搞。搞事情哈。
And he was very tricky when he was young.
但是你看他到年老的时候。
And look at when he was older.
非常敬虔的一个人。
And he's very devout.
他临终之前他在床头上不能下地，他扶着床头他祷告来敬拜神。
And even though he could not get on the ground before he died, he was just holding the bed rail and to worship God.
所以老年人呢不一定要在悲伤啊与这个凄惨中度过的。
And so elderly do not need to spend their life in the sadness and the misery.
关键是怎么样以一种积极向上的态度来面对我们人生的挑战。
So the key is that how we facing the with a positive and proactive attitude.
所以基督徒也不必留恋于过去的得意或者是失意。
And Christians should not dwell on the past success or failure.
那么有些老人家常常想他过去如何的风光哈。
And a lot of people talk about their past, how wonderful their past glory was.
你知道那个已经过去了。
But that's already past.
我们要看到盼望有将来。
And we need to look the future.
像我们刚才讲的那六个字，乐观、活跃和敬虔。
Optimistic, active, and devout.
那么侍奉啊，可以使老人保持一个生命的活力。
And service can keep the elderly vibrant.
老人力所能及的服侍主，帮助教会。
And use our whatever ability we have to help the church.
那对自己的身心健康都是有好处的。
And benefit physically and mentally.
那以前有一个弟兄的话，他退休了，他就去中国大陆去传福音去。
And so there was an elderly brother when he retired, he went to China to share gospel.
因为你年纪大了，到那边传福音有优势的。
And there's an advantage to share gospel in China.
抓住人家就跟讲人讲福音哈。
And whenever he sees opportunity, he share gospel with them.
人一看他，哎呀，这么老了一把年纪了哈。
And people look at him, he's so old.
而且又是从美国来的
哈。And came from United States.
总是耐心的听把他福他把福音讲完了。
And those people are very patiently listening to him.
你知道这就叫倚老卖老。
Use your own age to take advantage of it.
所以要把它用对了地方哈。
You have to use in the right place.
所以老年人面对人生的极大的挑战哈。
Old people face a great challenge in life.
所以常常怀抱的失落与孤独。
And very experience loss and loneliness.
那么丧失健康还有亲友
and losing their faith and loved ones.
那么身体跟内心都会发生很大的改变
and undergoing unprecedented physical and psychological changes.
那么晚唐呢有一个诗人叫李商隐的哈
Late on, there's a one poet, his name is 李商隐
那么他怀才不遇他晚年就隐居山林哈
and so he was not very, his career was not very successful.
So
he lived in seclusion.
这首诗是比较有名的，叫《登乐游原》哈。
And so this is a very famous one, 登乐游原。
小朋友会背吗？哈。
And so maybe the people.
这个小孩子会背的这首诗哈。
And a lot of young children memorize this.
那么，向晚意不适，驱车登古原。
Evening approaches, finding my spirit indisposed.
夕阳无限好。只是近黄昏。
So I wrote Bucky up the historical site, sunset ever so beautiful, regretfully as dust fades impending night.
这首诗呢，就将老年人的那种困惑与无奈的心情表达得淋漓尽致。
It really expressed the some of disappointment and their loss in the elderly hearts.
夕阳无限好，只是近黄昏。
And talk about the sunset even so beautiful, but is the regretfully dust.Face impending night
是非常一种哀伤的状态。
It's actually very sad.
但是我今天正道的题目是夕阳花正红。
But today I will talk about the elderly life is beautiful.
所以在基督里面我们要做新诗。
And so in as a Christian we need to write new poem.
我们要唱新歌。
We need to sing new song.
所以我们就有新诗来献给大家，叫向晚。意正浓，驱车登高台，夕阳无限好，人老志不衰。
Evening approaches, finding my spirit high, so I rode a buggy up the high place. Sunset is ever so beautiful, my ambition never fades, and with the old age, I'm just saying, Pastor Chen wrote this.
这首诗怎么样？好不好
？Do you like it?
感谢主。
Thanks to God.
愿神祝福他的话语，也看顾我们当中所有的人。
God bless his words, and then I'll take care of every one of us.
不管我们当中是已经进入老年人队伍的
whether you are already in the team of elderly,
还是将来我们就会进入到这个老年人这个行列的
or we're future, we will go into that team in the future.
愿我们以乐观、活跃、敬虔的态度面待。新的生活。
So remember those words that be optimistic, active, and godly or devout.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们一个人生。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. You give life to us.
你保守我们，带领我们走过人生不同的季节。
And you take care of us and leading us in different seasons.
如果主的恩典丰富，我们每个人都可以进入这个。老年人的季节。
And your blessing is so abundant, so we can adjust in this special season.
愿我们以喜乐、活跃、敬虔的心来面对生活的挑战。
We will continue to be joyful, active, and to be godly.
愿你在我们人生的不同的阶段都可以彰显你的荣耀。
In different seasons that we can all glorify your name.
为今天所有听到这个信息的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，我们都仰望在你的恩手当中。
We put everyone who listened to this message into your hands.
愿主你祝福 也保守教会。
Continue to bless the church.
愿主的恩典丰富，直到耶稣基督再来的日子。
And your blessing is so abundant until the day we see you again.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.